you want to hear a Passover story?
Yes.
My husband, he's from LA. His mom's a convert. His dad is a Baal Tshuva Israeli who moved to LA to make their fame and fortune, as they all do, or do not. And he was going to, his dream was to be a singer, to be in a band.
Your husband?
Yes. So he started a band when he was about 10 years old. And yeah, and they were good. He was really good. And then he started another band, that one fell apart. And he's like, that's it. Like they're like the next Green Day. They're going on to be big stuff. He was in an Orthodox high school. In grade 12, the principal came up to him because they started really, I'm not going to tell you the name of his band, but they started like really playing and being big and going places. And in high school, Orthodox Jewish high school, the rabbi came up to him and said, it's us or your band. And he's like, my band. So he said, don't worry, you'll get a diploma, but you just can't come back to high school. So he didn't come back in grade 12, and he went on to create a band. And they got signed to Warner Brothers, and they had a record, and they went on Warped Tour. Do you know what Warped Tour is?
Yeah.
Okay. They did Warped Tour, and they were playing with plain white tees. And he had two defining moments in his career. Okay, at this point he was 20. I will not tell you. He had two defining moments in his career, although they were really good. One was when he was on tour. This was his dream. And he was with all his favorite bands, and he did an opening for Plain White Tees, and he's playing with all these big bands on this tour. This is his dream. You know what he saw? They were all depressed out of their minds. It's not a joke. I can only tell you the story because he was there. And he saw it over and over again. And he said their like 5-year-old or 8-year-old sons were like mohawk with like cigarettes and piercings. And he said these people were more depressed than anyone else he knew. But this was his dream and he was going for it. And at his record debut party, he was there with a bunch of people. And his drum player came up to him, and he put his arm around him. Back then, his name was Theo, because his English name was Theodore. And he put his arm around him, and he said, hey, Theo. He said, hey. He's like, so when are we doing this till? He said, when are we doing what till? He's like, you know, when are we doing this till? So my husband's like, dude, we're at like the party. Like, what are you doing? He's like, I don't know, till we're successful. And so the guy said, when's that, bro? He's like, dude, I don't know, till we're successful. Like, leave me alone. We're at our record debut party. Leave me alone. Okay. That was the end of that. That night, like a good Jewish thinking boy, he went home and he started thinking, well, when is successful? Okay. And this is actually very apropos for Passover. And it's very apropos for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And he said, as he's sitting there at home, he's like living in LA. He's like, well, when's successful? Okay. Let me do my homework. Like a good Jewish thinking boy. So he said, I am going to make a list of my top 10 band. He was a singer-songwriter for his band. He's like, I'm going to make a list of it, my top 10 favorite bands or singers. And I'm going to make a chart. On average, how many gigs did they need to play a year? On average, how many awards did they need to win? On average, how many shows they need to play, and how many, on average, how many months a year were they on the road? Pretty clear, pretty like not so complicated. And once I have the medium, once I have the average, then that will be my goal, and that's when I know when I'm successful, and then I'll retire with all my millions, because that's what the plan is. He started doing his research, and along the way, he found something that he wasn't looking for. 10 out of 10 of his favorite bands were either addicted to beep, 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 fill in the blanks. Okay, were either, you're making a face. Oh, I thought you were disagreeing with them. I'm like, no, this is true stuff, sister. So 10 out of 10 of his favorite bands were either never married or married to multiple women. 10 out of 10 of his favorite bands were either never had children or had children with multiple different women, either attempted to or actually did take their own life, and the list goes on and on and on. This was 10 out of 10 of his role models. 10 out of 10 of his, like, this is it. And as he's defining his goal, his success, his vision, he's like, this is where I'm heading to? Like, that's it? That's the Hollywood dream, right? Like, that's the Hollywood. I once saw a commercial where, like, there's, like, Hollywood, and, like, they move the Hollywood sign, like, just say no, it's all fake. And he's like, that's where I'm going to? And he made a, like, pivotal decision in his life to leave the band. It's much more complex than I'm saying. This is a short version because class is over in a minute. He made a drastic change to leave the band, and he came to Israel. And then if you saw him today, you wouldn't believe that he was ever in a rock band in L.A. What does this have to do with, other than the fact that it's story time in Mechina now? What does this have to do with Rosh Hashanah? What does it have to do with Passover? It happened around Passover time when he came to Israel for the first time. Passover is, like we just said, he left the chippazon. He didn't think about it. Why? Because if he thought about it, he was signed to Warner Brothers. He was about to play a show with, I forget which band, but a big band. He had the tour. He had the vision, and he had the ability. They were good. They were a good band. What's Pesach? What's Passover? Passover is b'chippazon. God, what's the rush? You can do anything. Yeah, but if I have such clarity in this moment that I need to get out of this relationship, if I have such clarity in this moment that I need to stop smoking, do it now, don't look back, right? Why? Because the moment I start rationalizing, you know, denial stands for don't even know I am lying, right? I don't even realize that I'm just justifying and rationalizing whatever it is that I want to basically make sense of, right? That's what the chippazon is. And Rosh Hashanah, which just passed, and Yom Kippur, we have another 7 days left till Yom Kippur, is that time to, instead of just going and going and going and going and not thinking twice about it, think twice about it. Right? Have that vision, because that one question of when are we doing this till? And when success, that changes whole life. And when we put down a picture of what is it that I want in life, it may be a family, it may not be. But if it's a family, but I'm working so hard and I'm 35 years old to my career and I never even stop to think that stuff, it's not going to match up. And I totally understand people who have what they call midlife crises. I get it. If I never ask myself these big questions when I'm young, the big questions, they're still there. It's like trying to stuff a big beach ball under the water, right? Like, can it go? Maybe for like a second till it pops up here. So these questions pop up. Where am I going? What am I doing? What do I want to do? Who do I want to be? How do I define myself? When someone says, who are you? Do I stick my hand in my pocket for my business card? Do I tell them what my initials are after my last name? PhD, right? MSW, BA, right? But how do I define my socks when we just stuff these questions underneath? It's the beach ball. It's going to come popping up. How do people have these? They totally fall apart when they're older. Could happen to us. It could not. There's no foolproof recipe. But ask yourself these questions now so you're not 7. You're like, wait, is this my wife? How did this just happen? These are my kids. How did that just happen? This wasn't my goal. This wasn't my vision. And I've had people tell me numerous times, like, yeah, my dad's just like, he didn't think his life would come out this way, so he's just, right, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.